MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Eddie calling in from Eastern Divide Trail, Nova Scotia. I'm currently in Inverness, so I'm out on the coast, the Breton Peninsula. Coastline's beautiful. Real nice golf course here if you're into that. But glad I didn't push on in here to try to get up here last night. I just would have been forever. It took me 6 hours to do the 40 miles up here. Most of that is due to elevation and hike a bike. A couple of just real steep pitches. Not too many sustained, though, just on the last bit on the way in here. There's one really gnarly one. It's called the Loch Ban Road, so L-O-C-H-B-A-N. And that's kind of where it starts. And it's that's not so steep, but it's super eroded. It was basically a creek bed. So super rocky, wet, slippery rocks. I had to hike a bit of that. You can get up alongside it in a few spots, hop on some rocks here or there. I had a couple of missteps and got my feet wet, so I'm sitting here airing them out for a minute. After that, though, you turn onto another little road, and it just kicks up. It's the lower part's about 13-15%, the upper part 17-19% was the steepest that I saw, and it was just a straight up push. There was no trying to remount and do anything there. That goes on the whole combination of those two is like maybe a mile, three quarters. That real steep bit is probably about a half a mile. It's just, you know, you take 20 steps or so, grab some breaks and breathe for a minute, take another 20 steps and so on until you're to the top eventually. Then coming down the other side is just as not quite as chunky, but so steep. I saw negative 23% on the way down that. So not for the faint of heart. It dumps you out on this really nice rail-to-trail looking bike path, which I guarantee is not what I'm going to end up being able to take over to the next town, even though it goes there. So be it. Stopped in here in Inverness. There's a little cafe, deli. So had to make me a pizza sub, which is a thing up here. Had my first good coffee pretty much in this whole trip. Got an Americano with some oat milk. That's my thing. It's lovely. So got caffeinated a bit and then ran down to the grocery and loaded up on a few supplies there. Didn't need a whole lot. And then as I was leaving, I saw an alpaca store, and I definitely need some dry socks. I had one pair of, like technical material and one pair of wool, and could really use the second pair of wool here through this section. So we'll see. I grabbed a pair of alpaca socks. They are dry and look thin enough to fit in my cycling shoes, so I'm just giving my feet a few minutes to dry out. And pop those on, and I'm off. I probably won't make it over to Guysboro as I'd really hope tonight. Just it's been so slow, and if it's more of that, then definitely not going to make it. But there is a little bit of something. Port, I want to say Haverly, but that may not be right. Anyways, where I think there's a hotel. I've run into the limits on my data here. I get a half a gig per day, and apparently I surfed a little too much this morning. My stomach issues continue, I was a little reluctant to leave the hotel too quickly. But then I did a lot of Googling just to make sure I was on route here and there, and I was doing the right thing coming over, because route wayfinding was definitely not easy. So anyways, I burned it up, and it's, you know, 3-4 in the afternoon here, so I got a lot to do yet, and I have no data figuring much out. I can't even pull my cue sheets up, so that was a misstep on my part. If I could find some Wi-Fi, I would pull that up. So I may pop back in this alpaca store and see if I can get on theirs for just a minute to at least pull my cue sheet up and have it open. That'll help me out the rest of the day. So that's it. Just checking in. Otherwise, plugging along. It's pretty out this way. especially along the coastline.